Hi. It's been ages since I recorded anything. And I'm very sorry about that. I'm not going to record any fiction today. I thought I would tell you a little story about the time I had sex with a man who is nearly 20 years older than me. So, a little background about me, I guess, is that I've always been very, very attracted to men who are older than me. From I was very, very young, I've always had this sort of, like, I've always been drawn to, like, teachers who are way older than me, to, like, coaches who are way older than me, to my friends' dads. Just always, like, obviously, I've also liked the younger guys, guys my age, but I don't know, it's just always been something about the more mature men that sort of interested me and I guess turned me on quite a lot. Most of my like celebrity crushes are men in their 50s or older. And yeah, I don't know. I just have such, like, I'm so turned on by men who are at least in some people's eyes way too old. I am on Tinder. I feel like most single people probably are. And I use Tinder mainly for sex and hookups and that kind of thing. And I just thought to myself, like a couple months ago, that, you know, I'm an adult and like there's no harm really. We would both be adults who could make decisions on their own and, you know, nothing illegal would be happening. So I bumped up my age search, or the age thing that you can put, to well over twice my age. And I just started like swiping away, and it didn't take very long before this man, let's call him John, just to give him a name, until he showed up on my feed, and I thought he was very, very attractive. He was also just looking for sex and to explore sex, and I don't know, just he was very open about what he was looking for, which was very nice because I'm also not looking for anything other than sex. So I swiped right on him. And we matched, and he actually texted me first. And from there, our conversation grew. He was incredibly stimulating to chat with. He was very, very sweet, very nice. I usually never like being called like overly sweet pet names, but he would always like call me dearest or sweetest, or you know, call me a clever girl, or he would just always compliment me. And for some reason, the way that he managed to do this just always made, like, I don't know, just gave me butterflies in my stomach. He is also married, and he and his wife have always had an open relationship, and he was very straightforward and open about that. In his Tinder bio, I knew that, matching with him, but I guess it also made everything like a bit more safe. Like, it wasn't, I wasn't gonna have to introduce my mum to my boyfriend who was like her age. He's happily married. But therefore, because he is happily married and obviously lives with his wife, when we talked about meeting, obviously we had to be at mine, which is absolutely fine. God, I don't know how to sort of segue into some of the things that we chatted about via text. But I don't think I've ever been so turned on genuinely texting. And it wasn't always necessarily like overtly sexual, or like it wasn't always sexting, but just the way that he, just this relationship with sex and how he would put so much emphasis on feeling each other and touching each other and playing, and this whole like enjoying each other's bodies and the exploration that at least it seemed never to leave him, even though he'd had sex probably a million times before. There was sort of like a, almost like an air of wonder when it came to like to be naked with another person. And it was just so nice. It was an amazing break from, and maybe I'm just biased and maybe I've just been very unlucky, but it was just such a great break from how I feel like many guys my age talk about sex and how they sexed. And eventually John and I exchanged Snapchats, and even then it was very teasing, it was very just, it was so much sexier to receive a picture or a short video from him than it ever has been receiving a picture or a short video from any guy my own age. He just has a sort of almost sophisticated, as well as a childish approach to sex. And it's always teasing, and it's just very respectful and very, he's very mindful of the fact that we are two people engaging in sex, And it's very important for him that I'm also being pleased and that it feels good to me as well. Whereas I feel like many, many younger guys, their objective basically is to put their cock in a pussy as quickly as possible. And I don't know, I've never experienced foreplay before the way that I have with John. But I'm getting ahead of myself because, as I said, we had to meet at my place and we agreed on a date, and we had the entire evening just to ourselves, the first time meeting. And I was so nervous because I'd never done anything like this before, and I haven't done anything like it since. I was shaking like a leaf. I was so nervous because I genuinely was so attracted to him from how we've been chatting and from what I'd seen of him and his body. And so he's both very visually and very mentally stimulating, and I was just so excited to finally meet him, but also very nervous and I guess a bit worried that it would just be business as usual, where sex would be very heavily male focused, and again, that's okay. Like I love sex, and if I had the choice, I would have sex every single day. I love sex. It feels amazing. And I love to please, and I love to know that what I'm doing is making my partner feel really good. But it's nice to, you know, to take the time and to be touched and to be teased and to sort of have plenty of time to get in the right headspace as well. He came over and we chatted for a bit, just got to like know each other, and we sat on my sofa in my living room, and he just started out, like, while we were talking, to gently just stroke his pointer finger up and down my calf. And I was sitting cross-legged on the sofa with my legs on the sofa, and it was just so nice that he took his time carefully and slowly moved his finger up and down my shin, my calf, rounded out my knee and went back down again, getting me sort of acquainted to him touching me, to us having physical contact. It wasn't like he came into my flat and then immediately started kissing me and touching me. He took his time. He let our bodies get acquainted with each other's, with very innocent touches. And that was so nice. I don't think I'd ever realized how much more comfortable I would feel if we just took that time to get used to being touched by somebody. I laughed and told him that I was very nervous. And he has this sort of calm over him. Very guiding and caretaking, and is that even a word? Caretaking? Just, I don't know, he has almost like a parental air about him. And he just held my knee, God, I can't even speak now, and looked at me and said, okay, it's okay to be nervous. And then he gently, it was so gentle, kissed me. Both his hands were on both of my knees, and he initiated the kiss, but ultimately it was so light that if I hadn't kissed him back, and if I hadn't continued on kissing him, then that would have been it. I never felt like he sort of like attacked my mouth and just went at it. It was very, God, I don't know how to explain it. It was just so respectful of any boundaries I might have had. And we just shared a really nice long kiss. And then I kissed him back. And the more we kissed, the more his hand sort of grabbed at my, like at the top of my knees, and his hands like slowly made their way grappling at my thighs, and almost as if checking to see if I would draw away, and obviously I never did, but I always had the feeling that if I ever drew away from the kiss or sort of took a step back, he would too. Like it was almost like a dance. It was probably the best kiss I've ever had in my life. Like the perfect amount of pressure, perfect amount of tongue. He would never like come at me tongue first. he also wouldn't push his tongue into my mouth. It was very just soft and wet and very sensual. And his hands moved to my hips and sort of drew me into his lap. I was petting my hands over his shoulders and like over his chest and his neck and his hair, like up into his hair in the back of his neck, and just touching. We sort of helped each other shed our clothes, and I felt so admired in a way that I haven't felt before. And I haven't had sex with a million people, but I've had sex with like a handful of guys. And They, like, none of them have ever had that sort of hungry look on their face once my clothes had come off. He genuinely looked like he was just about ready to absolutely devour me. Like, he couldn't wait to get his mouth and his lips and his tongue all over my chest, around my nipples, around my stomach, around my thighs. And the way that he kissed me more intensely, and the way his hands sort of tried to grab at everything at once, just further made me so wet. I was dripping before he had even properly touched me. And I'd never ever tried that before. I was so turned on. He moved his way slowly down my body, and sort of like reached right underneath my breast, and then we were sort of hindered by sitting on the couch. So we moved to my bed where he could properly kiss me and kiss my body and just touch me gently with his fingers, and just he knew exactly where to touch and how to touch. And when he finally ghosted his fingers over my clit, he didn't put a bunch of pressure on it and just started rubbing it really hard, like he was trying to remove like a spot on a car. He was so gentle and like built up the pace and built up the pressure that he was putting on my clit, and he just kept going. He kept going, he kept touching, he kept kissing, he kept sucking. He moved down and started licking at my lips and sucking them into his mouth, and finally just changed his fingers out with his lips and his tongue, and moved his finger in inside of me, and I don't know what spot in me that he has found, because it's not at least the G spot that I think I have found from just playing around myself. It's so much deeper located, and it when he stimulates that spot, it genuinely feels like I'm right on the edge. Like, from the second he does that until he lets me come, I guess. There's no better way to describe it. I really, and I've since tried to reach that spot myself, and I can't. Like, I don't know what kind of sorcery that he, like, I don't know, but it felt amazing. I've never been eaten out like that before, ever in my life. Ever. Like, he was down there for a while, and he just seemed to really, really enjoy it himself, and it made me relax so much. And I'm really, really difficult to make come. I have a hard time making myself come, and like, I think only one guy has ever made me come was an ex-boyfriend, and even he struggled. And John, first time ever meeting me, gave me like one of the biggest orgasms I've had like in such a long time. It was just a whole body feeling. It wasn't just located to my pussy, it was just, it radiated heat down my thighs, it reached up through my stomach, and like I almost spasmed, and I just kept coming and I kept coming and I kept coming, and it felt just incredible. His cock is immaculate. It's big. It's on the longer side and really nice and thick. And unlike most young guys, he was actually able to stay hard without a problem after the condom went on, because I always practice safe sex. He had no trouble staying hard at all, and he just laid me back down on my back and gently guided himself in inch by inch. And it was like he was overwhelming. It felt almost overwhelming having him inside me. It was just a complete feeling of being so filled up and so stretched out. I'd never felt anything like that before. And then he took me like that in missionary, and I feel so bad for my neighbours because I had no control over how loudly I was moaning. It felt amazing. And he was able to keep going for so much longer than I've ever had a guy go before. And the whole time I just felt so sexy, and I felt so safe, and I felt appreciated, and like my body was not just something for him to jerk off into, but like he genuinely, it was important for him and his pleasure that I felt good. And he looked amazing, like the way that he looked above me, his face, the way it contorted when I clenched around him, and the sounds that he made, and it was just so amazing. And yeah, after that, he just cuddled me into him while we were both naked still, and kissed my forehead and just sort of pet my cheek, and we just laid there and talked for a little while, while he was gently caressing me and touching me, and I don't know, just, it was so nice. He made me come again. And then he kissed me deeply, and another round slowly started back up again. I think I'm gonna leave that story for now. I did blow him, and if I do say so myself, that was probably one of the best blowjobs I've ever given. And I will absolutely do a short recording, a little audio describing that, if that has any interest. And yeah, I'm sorry, I've probably said a million times, but I hope that this was at all enjoyable to listen to, and did it again. Okay, thank you for listening. Bye.